Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with a slight chance of rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 65. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 32. Tonight, mainly clear. Bright sunshine. Tomorrow, 74. High temperatures reach up to 82. Sunday, under mainly clear skies. 80 Monday, slight chance for storms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The U.S. passes the Farm Bill after scrapping a controversial provision allowing year-round E15 fuel sales. That measure passed 224 to 200 and now heads to the U.S. Senate. President Trump signs new legislation into law, officially ending the Homeland Security shutdown. The bill funds most of the Department of Homeland Security, ending a 76-day impasse. Today, the state of Kansas holds the annual Law Enforcement Memorial Ceremony in Topeka. The event starts at noon, and there will be a wreath laying ceremony at the Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial Monument. Four names are being added to the memorial this year. That's Undersheriff Brandon Gady, Deputy Elijah Ming, Officer Hunter Simoncic, and Sergeant Scott Hyman. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused three deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories, all caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn, and then hedges duck and cover. Then, run it again. Deal. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. Donors of all blood types and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to book an appointment in the coming days or weeks ahead. In addition to the return of outdoor activities and warmer weather, spring vacations can interrupt blood donation patterns. When plans shift away from normal routines, even small disruptions can lead to a quick drop in available blood products. Spread kindness this spring. Book a time to give blood now by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. All who come to give May 1st through the 17th will receive a $20 Amazon gift card by email. Thanks to our partners at Amazon, see redcrossblood.org/Amazon for details. Upcoming blood donation opportunities in Plainville on Monday, May 4th from 9 to 3 p.m. at the Rooks County Health Center. Phillipsburg has a blood drive on May 12th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H building. Oberlin has an opportunity to give on May 13th from 12:15 to 6 p.m. at the Gateway and on May 20th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Norton County 4-H building is another opportunity here in Norton. Simply download the American Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. All blood types are needed to ensure a reliable supply for patients. A blood donor card or driver's license or two other forms of identification are required at check-in. Individuals who are 17 years of age in most states, 16 with parental consent or allowed by state law, weigh at least 110 pounds and are in generally good health, may be eligible to donate blood. High school students and other donors 18 years of age and younger also have to meet certain height and weight requirements. Blood and platelet donors can save time at their next donation by using RapidPass to complete their pre-donation reading and health history questionnaire online. Follow the instructions at redcrossblood.org/RapidPass or use the blood donor app. amplify your impact, volunteer. Another way to support life-saving mission of the Red Cross is to become a volunteer blood donor ambassador at Red Cross Blood Drives. Blood donor ambassadors help greet, check in, and thank blood donors to ensure they have a positive donation experience. Volunteers can also serve as transportation specialists, playing a vital role in ensuring life-saving blood products are delivered to nearby hospitals. For more information and to apply for either position, visit redcross.org/volunteer today. A major step forward for mental health care in Northwest Kansas is now becoming a reality. The High Plains Mental Health Center has officially opened its new Crisis Intervention Center located inside the Hadley Center in Hays. The facility begins accepting patients Monday and is designed to help people facing mental health or substance use crises. The new center is one of only three in the state and the only one west of Newton, giving it a critical role across a 20-county region. Leaders say the goal is to fill a gap in care by providing a safe 24/7 option for people in immediate need. The facility can serve up to 16 patients at a time, offering short-term stays, typically around 23 hours, for sobering up or 72 hours for more serious care. Patients can be admitted voluntarily or involuntarily, and the center will even provide transportation for those coming from surrounding communities. If more advanced care is needed, patients can be transferred to the Larned State Hospital. The facility is also equipped with around-the-clock security and monitoring to ensure safety for both staff and patients. Local leaders say this is a big step forward for the region, helping connect people to care during some of the most difficult moments in their lives. Officials add the center will accept patients regardless of their ability to pay, making access to care a top priority. Overall, the new Crisis Intervention Center is expected to improve outcomes and provide critical support for individuals and families across Northwest Kansas. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach today announced that he joined a lawsuit challenging television broadcasting company Nexstar Media Group's acquisition of Tegna. In an amended complaint filed today in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California, Kobach and a bipartisan coalition alleged that the merger between Nexstar and Tegna violated federal antitrust laws prohibiting mergers that substantially lessen competition or create a monopoly that will limit consumer options and drastically increase the prices consumers pay for various television services. The multi-billion-dollar Nexstar Tegna merger combines the nation's largest and third largest television station conglomerates, creating a titan covering 80% of U.S. television households. In Kansas, Nexstar owns seven television stations that operate in the state's designated market areas. Last month, a state coalition filed a lawsuit challenging the merger of Nexstar and Tegna, and shortly after, the court granted a preliminary injunction halting the merger while litigation in the case proceeds. The $6.2 billion deal is expected to create the largest broadcast station group in the United States, putting more broadcast programming in the hands of fewer people, cutting local jobs, increasing cable bills, and significantly impacting the delivery of news and other media content to Americans nationwide. In filing the amended complaint, Attorney General Kobach joins the state coalition, which includes the Attorneys General of California, Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Massachusetts, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Virginia. Kansas lawmakers in the U.S. House are weighing in on one major piece of legislation that could have a big impact on both farmers and families. All four members of the Kansas delegation, Tracy Mann, Derek Schmidt, Charisse Davids and Ron Estes, voted in favor of a new five-year farm bill that has now passed the House. The legislation increases federal support for crop producers, something many Kansas farmers say is needed as they deal with rising costs and unstable markets. At the same time, the bill reduces funding for food assistance programs, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which has raised concerns among many lawmakers. Supporters of the bill say it provides stability for producers during a challenging time, helping offset high fuel and fertilizer costs while strengthening agricultural programs. The measure also includes funding increases for conservation, rural development, research, and trade efforts. There are also some Kansas-specific priorities included. The bill calls for additional research into winter wheat, a key crop across the state, and expands access to federal agriculture programs for Native American tribes. Another provision focuses on developing crops used in natural food coloring. Still, the debate isn't over. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate, where it will need bipartisan support to move forward. As it stands, the proposal highlights a balancing act between supporting agriculture and addressing concerns about food access, an issue lawmakers on both sides say still needs attention. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Most livestock sector producers saw a rise and what they received price-wise in March. The catalyst is an increase in prices received by ag producers in total in USDA's most recent agricultural prices report. Rod Bain has more in this report.
Ag producers in total received above 1% more price-wise for their commodities in March, per USDA's latest agricultural prices report. The total commodity price index of 1.1% was boosted from the previous month by a 2.6% rise in what livestock growers received price-wise. While the meat animal prices received index was unchanged for February, dairy farmers earned almost 8% more in prices month over month, while poultry and egg producers noted a 6.6% increase in what they received price-wise. The higher livestock index offset a 4.2% reduction in the crop production index. Despite increases in what grain and oilseed producers received price-wise from the prior month, fruit and tree nut growers reported an over 4% reduction in prices received, while a 31% price lowering occurred for vegetable and melon growers. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is restructuring its Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Mission Service area, announcing plans to create a new Food and Nutrition Administration aimed at improving efficiency and service delivery nationwide. The organization will shift leadership and staff from Washington, D.C. to regional hubs across the country, aligning programs more closely with state partners and the communities that they serve. Officials say the move will not disrupt nutrition assistance programs, but will streamline operations and strengthen oversight. And you are listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it does look like we can expect to see a slightly below average afternoon across the entire state here for today, with temperatures expected to linger in the mid to upper 60s across the entire state for today, with the exception of south central portions of Kansas. And instead, we'll see highs in the lower 70s there. And instead, most of the state should be around about the lower 70s, mid 70s in the south central portion. So once again, still below average for those areas. A mixture of clouds and sunshine expects to develop throughout the afternoon hours, and along with that also maybe a few spotty areas of showers and thunderstorms for the southwestern and extreme central portions of Kansas this afternoon. As we get to tonight, still a chance for some showers, maybe some rumbles of thunder for the evening hours for the south central, southwestern portions of the state. Along with that, also expecting to see a decrease in cloud cover as we get to the overnight hours, with overnight lows dropping down into the 30s for the northern and western portions of the state, mid to lower 40s for south central and southeastern portions of Kansas. As we get to Saturday, it looks like a little bit warmer temperatures. Upper 60s expected for the extreme eastern portions of Kansas, into the 70s, more of an average forecast for the central and western parts of the state. It also looks like we can expect to see mostly sunny skies throughout the day tomorrow to start off the weekend. On Sunday, even warmer as that warm front pushes through the region. Temperatures linger in the 80s primarily across the state, even some locations getting close to 90. Upper 80s expected for south central portions of Kansas. Along with that, also expecting to see mostly sunny skies across the state for the day as well. As we get to Monday, for the most part, a fairly similar day, lingering in the 80s for most, some areas in the 70s for northwestern and southeastern portions of the state, with chances for rain coming in the northwest. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle.
Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown.
You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling, boss, work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.